Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by the most recent National Letter of Intent signee at Pella Christian High School, Chloe Heisman, who will be continuing her academic and volleyball careers at Dort University. Chloe, thanks for joining us. And first off, congratulations on Dort. What was the decision process like for you?
Yeah, I had a very interesting decision process. It took a really long time. My goal was by December 1st to have my decision, and here we are in March, and I finally made my decision. So I would say at the first part, I was starting to decide if I really wanted to play volleyball. And so as I did some reflection, I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to play volleyball. So I went headed up to Iowa State and visited, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I love this. Like, this is awesome. And then, you know, I was like, you know what? Let's go visit Dort. So I went to go visit Dort, and I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm going here. Like, this isn't for me. And so then I was like, you know what? Let's try Northwestern. So I went to go visit Northwestern. I really liked it. I kicked Dort out of the picture for a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Iowa State or Northwestern? I started leaning towards Iowa State. And then in February, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give Dort another chance. So I headed back up to Dort. Did an open gym, stayed overnight, and I was like, I left that place and I was like, wow, this is where I'm gonna go. But I didn't fully announce that for a while because I kind of wanted to sit with it for a little longer. And so yeah, it was really hard for me to not tell anyone, or especially Erica, that I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Dort. And so yeah, I would say a huge factor is the faith-based culture there. The community is absolutely amazing, whether that's teachers, coaches, players, anyone that's on Dort, like, will say that the community is absolutely amazing. And then another big part was being able to play under Erica again.
You mentioned that, getting to play with Erica Bohr, who was the head coach here your junior year. I know that was a very fun season, a very exciting time, getting to join back up with her at Dort too. Just what's that mean to be able to have that relationship going in, and then also just have someone there that knows how you like to play, even if it was maybe at a different position than what you're accustomed to playing at maybe the tournament level?
Yeah, you know what? It was really hard for me once Erica told me that she was leaving. I mean, I struggled for months to get over that. And yeah, and so when I found out that she was leaving, it was just a hard process for me. And so as I left Dort the second time, I kind of was reflecting and I was like, wow, I was really about to give up this opportunity to play under Erica with the amount of months that I've struggled. And I was like, you know what? I think this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, this is like, there's a purpose for why she's leaving. Like, I get her for 4 years instead of only two. And so it's just amazing to see how amazing, like, in the ways that God works. And I just think it's really amazing, just this opportunity that I get to have.
That is very neat. And I know beyond the volleyball side of things, there's also the academic side. You kind of have an idea as to what you're going to be majoring in, what kind of piqued your interest there?
Yeah, I haven't fully decided what I want to study. I've bounced back between elementary education and gonna be a preschool teacher, but I've also think of just going into just a business. So I'm really leaning towards, I think, business.
All right, what about business excites you the most, or the type of business that you're kind of looking to do beyond college and academics and stuff like that makes you kind of lean that way?
Yeah, you know, there's lots of job opportunities when you study business, and I'm thinking of also majoring in Spanish with me being in Spanish immersion, and so I think I'll have lots of job opportunities, and with me not knowing 100% what I want to do, I just think business is the best way for me to go.
Fair enough, too, and just getting to play volleyball up there with the Defenders. What's kind of the thing you're looking forward to most beyond just getting to reunite with Erica, but just about joining their program and continuing to try to help the Defenders find success in the GPAC?
Yeah, actually, when I went up there the second time, the coach handed me a 4-year plan for me, and it was really amazing to see what plan she had for me, and I'm that kind of person that loves seeing those kind of things. And then she also had some very high goals for me, and so I was really excited when I saw those. And I'm really excited, to meet some new girls, and I've met some of them and they're just absolutely amazing.
And again, we're talking to Chloe Heisman, a senior at Pella Christian, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. I know you kind of mentioned it was kind of a decision process to whether or not you wanted to continue playing volleyball at the collegiate level there, but having had the success that you had here on Eagle Lane, how did that kind of factor into the decision of continuing your volleyball career at the collegiate level?
Yeah, my time at PC was absolutely amazing, and I'll forever cherish it. I will say I just think that I have this amazing opportunity, and I just don't think I want to give it up. I've played volleyball all my life, and I just have decided that I don't think I'm ready to give it up, and I don't know if I ever will be.
And just looking at your time here at Pella Christian, we mentioned a lot of success, the school record holder in career assists, the only girl in program history to reach 2,000 assists. And you did that while, you know, the team had some fluctuations, some ups and downs. It went through some transitions with a couple different coaches during that time too. How do you kind of use that going into your collegiate experience to achieve those goals that the coach for the Defenders has set out for you?
Yeah, I would just say keep playing my game, keep learning, keep growing as a player. And I would just say, yeah, just keep playing me and I'll get better as the days go on.
All right, now we mentioned volleyball. We mentioned a lot of different things within Dort. I'm going to exclude volleyball because I know that's your passion. What's the thing you're most excited about next fall up there at Dort University?
I would say the people. I'm excited to experience the community that everyone talks about. And I'm really excited to meet new people and kind of, I'm not ready to move away from home, but I am. So I would just say living more independent, like having to learn that independence of not having my parents right next to me.
Fair enough, Chloe. Thanks again for the time and congratulations on signing with Dort University. Looking forward to seeing what you could accomplish up there for the Defenders next fall.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Chloe Heisman, a senior at Pella Christian High School, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.